Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Active Retirement Ireland says that the state pension is not enough to allow pensioners to participate in life as much as they'd like, despite the increase of €12 a week to the pension in last year's budget. To discuss this further, CEO of Active Retirement Ireland, Maureen Kavanagh, joins me now. Maureen, you're very welcome indeed to the programme. What's your call here?
Active Retirement Ireland did a survey with our members between February and May of this year. And we represent over 20,000 older people across the country in 480 local groups. And our members looked at areas of income, pensions, allowances, access to medical services and health, and national policies and frameworks. And the findings, we found that 90% of the respondents said that the state pension just wasn't enough for them to actually live on, and that they felt that the pension should be set at the 34% of the average wage, which the government pledged in its roadmap for pension reform, and it's also in the roadmap for social inclusion.
Okay, but 90% say it's not enough. That's fairly emphatic, Maureen, isn't it? They said about a third of respondents said that they still can't afford a basic standard of living. Now, what does a basic standard of living mean?
Well, for our members, they were very clear that the basic standard of living was being able to go out and do your weekly shopping without having to be very, very careful about how much meat you might buy or how can you stretch the amount that you get in your pension across your shopping with rising costs. A basic standard of living means how can they afford to keep their homes heated throughout the year, because for a lot of older people, they don't have the luxury of being able to turn off heating during the summer months. They're still cold. And just being able to buy something nice. But for an awful lot of people, there was the fear of not being able to afford things like, if one of their appliances go, can they get it repaired or replaced? What if the roof starts to leak? Can they afford to get that repaired? Driving, if you're in a rural area where there's very little and are weak public transport, maintaining the car just to get you to important things like your bank, like your medical appointments. And these are just standard things in people's lives. And the current pension of €265.30 a week, which is the max contributory pension, the people are just finding they just can't survive on it anymore.
Okay, well, I think you've made the points fairly well there and in great detail. We'll certainly talk again quite soon. Maureen Kavanagh, CEO of Active Retirement Ireland, thank you very much indeed. I'd certainly welcome texts and more experiences on this if you feel comfortable doing so. 51551.